Good morning, it's Friday, June 26th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with South Carolina Headlines. South Carolina's top lawyer thinks the state law protecting historic monuments from being torn down or altered without a legislative vote is constitutional. But yesterday, Attorney General Alan Wilson said an additional Heritage Act requirement of a two-thirds vote to alter monuments or change building or street names probably would be struck down by judges.
Our legal analysis of the law's ambiguity, coupled with the organization's understanding from the city of Charleston that it would protect and care for the statue until a suitable place was found for it, led us to the decision to not file a legal challenge at this time.
Wilson says he would fight for his opinion in court. Wilson also says he thinks Charleston legally removed a monument to former Vice President John C. Calhoun this week. The city of Charleston has passed an emergency ordinance requiring people to wear a protective mask in most public places. The measure comes as Charleston County leads the state in new coronavirus cases. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
If you live in Charleston, you will have to wear a mask beginning July 1st, which is next week. The protective wear is required in public spaces like restaurants and grocery stores, and for those who interact outdoors or in places too crowded to keep 6 feet apart. They are not required if you're eating, drinking, or smoking. Those who ignore a warning face a $50 fine. Just Thursday, Charleston County accounted for nearly a quarter of the state's newly reported COVID-19 cases, with more than 200 in that county alone. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Charleston now joins Clemson, Greenville, and Columbia in requiring everyone to wear masks in grocery stores and pharmacies. For the past 7 days, South Carolina has reported more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases. The state legislature has authorized the first round of spending for South Carolina's share of the federal coronavirus relief fund. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives gave final approval for some $1.3 billion to be spent by DHEC, state and local governments, schools, and hospitals. Also approved was $50 million to enhance broadband coverage in parts of the state with poor or no internet service. Democratic Representative Wendy Brawley of Richland County was unsuccessful in an attempt to increase broadband spending to $100 million in an effort to help students struggling to keep up with school since face-to-face instruction was disrupted this past spring.
Broadband has been critically important for a lot of people in South Carolina, but no more so than for the students across our state. Many of them we've not heard from since mid-March because they lack access to broadband. So that means that they're not e-learning, and they're going to come back to school, hopefully when schools do open, woefully behind.
Supporters of broadband hope to authorize additional funding in September when the second round of CARES Act spending is taken up. The City of Columbia's face mask ordinance is now officially in effect. Facial coverings are required in Columbia city limits to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. The new rules do not come with any criminal penalties, just civil citations. Overall, Mayor Steve Benjamin does not think the citations will be necessary because people will rise to the occasion. Benjamin explains part of his and City Council's motivation behind the ordinance.
We've been guided by our one true north, and our one true north is the preservation of human life, to make sure that we take care of the men and women, particularly those who might be in an incredibly challenging situation, unable to socially distance, unable to work remotely, unable to access PPE, personal protective equipment.
The University of South Carolina has been awarded a $1.25 million grant from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The funding will allow researchers at the school's Big Data Health Science Center to develop a centralized database and mobile app to monitor COVID-19 data. The goal of the grant is to accelerate research about current and future COVID-19 trends. Members of USC's research team include faculty from the Arnold School of Public Health, the Department of Geography in the College of Arts and Sciences, the College of Engineering and Computing, and the School of Medicine in Columbia. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.